Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran. My guest today is entrepreneur and author Christian Chasmer, and he's the author of the new book, Lose Your Limits. Welcome, Christian.
Hey, how are you, Dush?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and chat with us. So, before we get started, give us a little bit of background as to, you know, what caused you to write the book? And usually when people write books, it's because there is some, you know, keen insight that is, you know, sort of busting out of the person and they need to give it voice, or they've observed something which they feel would be of value to other people and they'd like to get that out to other people and so on. So what was your motivation in writing this book?
Yeah, absolutely. So my motivation with writing this book was through my experience of growing up in a really small town with a single mother who basically raised a whole family. I was one of 20 people who graduated and went to college out of my graduating class. So growing up, I always saw a lot of limiting beliefs and a lot of people who had a lot of excuses and wants. And as I progressed in my entrepreneurial journey, I started to break through my own limiting beliefs, and I started to see breadcrumbs of other people and other successful people who broke through their limiting beliefs and became entrepreneurs, successes, and ultimately fulfilled and happy. So for me, once I realized all those breadcrumbs in that process, I felt really obligated to write the book, get what I felt out there, and hopefully help other people break their limiting beliefs and find a fulfilled and happy life as well.
Okay. And when did you launch the book?
I launched the book last November, so a few months now.
Okay, excellent. And so give us a little bit of, you know, I've had a chance to look through the book, and it certainly is very interesting about limiting beliefs, which I think is one of the major problems that faces a lot of people who are struggling with, you know, not being able to succeed. And what they don't realize is all of that lies right between their head, between their ears, in their head. So what are some of the most common limiting beliefs that you've encountered?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the most common limiting beliefs that I've encountered are people who don't have a strong purpose or don't know their why. So they make up the excuses or they quit right when things get really tough or even when things get a little tough. I've noticed that a lot. And another limiting belief that I've seen a lot that I attack in the book is, I don't have enough time, or I'm just not a disciplined person. I think both of those things can be cultivated and worked with, and those are huge limiting beliefs that I see all the time.
Okay. And so in general, what's the best way to overcome these limiting beliefs? I mean, people have all kinds of beliefs. I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not, you know, you need money to make money, I don't have money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there are all kinds of limiting beliefs. But How do you break through? Because limiting beliefs, as I'm sure you've observed, is something that people grow up with. that's implanted at a very early age. And so overcoming those limiting beliefs is a challenge, because you're basically going against everything that you've been trained to do. The conversations around your dinner table when you were growing up were probably about a set of limiting beliefs. You know, money is the root of all evil, those kinds of things. So how do you break through and get past those limiting beliefs?
Yeah, that's a phenomenal question. The way that I've found people can break through their limiting beliefs is, first and foremost, in my opinion, is get clear with why you're doing things and get clear with your values. You know, a lot of people that I see that are successful, and myself, when I was in college, I didn't have a why or a purpose and didn't really know where I was going. So I'd break down at any tough point. But once you work through and really do a lot of reflection and work with other people to discover your values and your why, it makes a lot of those limiting beliefs just break down and go away.
Okay. So, you know, in terms of identifying your why, so let's explore that a little bit. So if I said to you, let's say I have a limiting belief. And my limiting belief is that I'm not smart enough to make money, right? You know, there are all these other people that are really making fantastic amounts of money. I see them post on Facebook and, you know, they're driving fancy cars, taking amazing trips. And man, I would love to do that is kind of my feeling. But I say to myself, you know, I'm not smart enough. Those guys, you know, they're smart. They went to better schools. They had a better education. They had influential parents. Whatever. Name 100 reasons why other people are successful and I'm not. And so I feel like I'm not smart enough. And my why is, let's say, I want to provide for my family. It's the simplest, most common why, which is I have kids and I want to provide for my kids. So how do I connect that why to the limiting belief that I'm not smart enough?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first I'd talk to you a little bit more about that smart enough to make the money and seeing all those people on Instagram, because I want to make the money that people are making on Instagram, driving the nice cars, living that dream, doesn't really align with your why if you want to provide for your family. So I know that's like a lateral move and a tangent there, but I'd also really challenge that part too, is if you do know your crystal clear why, then your what's become a lot more aligned, and a lot of the frivolous holding on to society and what people say you want and what people say you're not good enough or you're not smart enough to have kind of go away when you start looking at truly what your why is, which you said is providing for your family, and comparing that to societal pressures of keeping up with the Joneses.
Sure. Okay. Got it. that makes sense. And so you wrote the book. Now, you've also built a very successful real estate business. And so how did that come to be when you and a partner wanted to leave and start something on your own, and you bought a triplex and you started your real estate business pretty much at the same time? So walk us through the motivations, because a lot of our listeners are business owners, entrepreneurs who themselves have made decisions like that, and they see that as the way to you know, building wealth and building independence and so on, which is absolutely true. But it's always interesting to see what other people's motivations are. So what was it that that caused you to get into real estate, and how did you come to write the book after that?
Yeah. So getting into real estate was very interesting path for me and my business partner. We were running, and we started a division of young entrepreneurs across America right out of college, where we were training college students to run their own businesses. And within 10 months of starting that division, we built it up to about $1.2 million. But we were still employees, and we were, you know, our growth was being stifled by the company that we were working with for the time being. And we really were, just like other entrepreneurs, freedom focused. We wanted to create our own lives. We wanted to go out there and, you know, do it on our own. So we left that company and we decided to jump into real estate, really because we had a little bit of background in real estate, and we knew that if we worked hard and we learned the system, we could be successful doing it. So we literally quit our jobs, bought that triplex, and started the real estate company in the same week. And it was definitely a grind for the, you know, first 6 months to a year. We were knocking on doors. We were losing money, spending money, trying to build up the company. And, you know, there was a point in time about 5 months in where I really did some deep reflection and things weren't going great. We were struggling really hard, and the team I built around me was, you know, looking for leadership. They were looking for that confidence, and I really needed to figure out what was going on that wasn't making us successful. And for me, I realized that it came down to who I was as a person, you know, my habits and the choices that I was making in my life. And after that deep reflection, I came back. I really hammered out those habits. I started waking up really early. I started reading all the books I needed to read. I stopped, you know, going out and spending money on frivolous things. I really turned into the person that I knew I needed to be to lead a successful company.
Great. Great. Fantastic. We're going to pick this up after a short break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
St. Jude continues to advance by increasing cure rates in childhood cancer. And donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. When it comes to research and advancements, there are some things that only we can do because we have the resources and we have the focus. And so if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And my guest today is Christian Chasmer, who is the author of the new book, Lose Your Limits. And he's also an entrepreneur who's built up a successful real estate business, which he has walked away from or is walking away from right now. So we'll continue to have this conversation with Christian. So Christian, before the break, you know, you were telling us about how you and your business partner built up your real estate business, and you know, you changed your habits and you focused on, you know, getting up early, reading the books and self-improvement and a lot of those things. What would you attribute the turnaround? If there is one thing that made the big difference and gave you the turnaround you needed, what was it?
Yeah, it was the habits that I built in my life that started to reflect in the way the company started to feel as a culture, and the habits that were being built in the company.
Okay. And then you built up your business to $6.5 million in 2017. Was that the real estate business?
Yeah, that was the real estate business.
Okay. And so before we got started, you mentioned that you had just walked away from that business, or you were in the process of walking away from that business. Would you care to share kind of your thinking behind that? Did it no longer fit with your plans, or was there something else that was more attractive that was drawing you to it? Love to understand your motivation there.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, as I was, we were building up this company, we were doing really well, but something always felt a little bit off. And a passion of mine has always been to help other entrepreneurs and help other people. I volunteered at inner city schools in Boston, and I wrote this book purely as a passion project for helping other entrepreneurs live a fulfilled and happy life by growing their business. And as we were building the business, I realized that I wanted to go after that passion full time. I was starting to get stressed out in terms of the real estate business, because when we were hitting goals, I wasn't very fulfilled. And when we weren't hitting goals, I was even less fulfilled, and I was stressed and pressured. And I came across a quote in a book that that said, let go of the fruits. So let go of the attachment to results. And I realized that was what was driving my real estate passions and my real estate business, was the results that were coming from the real estate. So the money, the status, et cetera. And once I read that quote, let go of the fruits, you know, what would you do if you know you would fail? Everything changed, and I realized I needed to make a pivot in my life and go full time into helping entrepreneurs develop systems in their business so that they can live fulfilled and happy lives. So that's where the transition came from. And then I talked to the team. Everyone was very amicable, and we're in a really great place. So I've transitioned out, and now I'm going full time into helping entrepreneurs.
Great. And then so the book obviously is an important part of that mission, and you also developed something that you call the pulse, and how, you know, you talk a little bit about how that has helped you in your business. Do you see that helping in or having an impact on how you help entrepreneurs going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So I use two frameworks, the Pulse and the Playbook, and that those both really, really helped in my business. And the Playbook basically systemized the business, and then the Pulse was the metric tracker that gave me a pulse of the business. So I knew all of the vitals, and I knew all the numbers in the business on a day-to-day performance measure. So I've already been working with a couple of entrepreneurs and clients, and we've put in the Playbook and the Pulse, and that's really getting great results.
Excellent. And then so what in terms of helping entrepreneurs specifically, how are you going about that?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of systems training, coaching, and advising. So I basically come into the business, I analyze the business, interview the key employees, interview the entrepreneur, figure out what the entrepreneur wants in life and what his authentic path is, and then we dive into his business, and we build systems into his business, and we work with his key employees to implement those systems, basically to get a frustration-free, profitable business that is authentic to the entrepreneur.
Okay. So, and is there a sort of a discovery process where you try to identify what the entrepreneur's sort of true personality is, so that your coaching can be sort of tailored to speak to the entrepreneur's why?
Yeah, exactly. That's actually the first full day session, and then the first couple of weeks is that discovery process. That's exactly right.
Okay. And so once you go through the discovery process. Now, obviously, you do the discovery process after the business owner has committed to work with you, or is it done before?
Yeah, it's afterwards.
Okay. So initially, when somebody reaches out to you or you find someone, and what do you and how do you provide them information that says, okay, here's the reason why you need to work with me?
Mm-hmm. So we'll do an initial strategy call right over the phone where I try to add value, but mostly listen to the entrepreneur and ask him questions about his business and about his life. And if it's a good fit, we'll move forward with an application. If not, I'll try to add value in any way I can, and part ways and part as friends.
Nice. Excellent. So, you know, we'll get to later on in the in this interview. It would be great to talk about how, you know, business owners that are listening to this right now might be able to reach out to you. But we'll get there. I still want to dig into kind of the pulse and the you talk about rhythm in your business. So one of the things that business owners, especially entrepreneurs who've created a startup company where they've just kicked it off, and this is something I'm sure you're familiar with because you've started your real estate business and you hustled and ground in the first few years, and you built it up very successfully to, you know, significant revenues, and then you're stepping away from it. What a lot of business owners feel is that there is no rhythm or predictability to their business, because, you know, 1 month it's great because you got a few opportunities and you go out and work on those opportunities and close them, and so that represents good revenue, and so you feel like, wow, I can go out and buy a car now. But the next month or next few months, you know, things don't look so good. And then you're looking at it saying, man, should I cancel the newspaper subscription? Should I get rid of cable? What can I do to save some money to give me the runway to get through a little while? So that's sort of the cycle, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not a lot. But that's kind of the cycle that I'm sure you're familiar with as well, which a lot of business owners go through, where there's not really a rhythm to it. It's not like, okay, you know, every 3 months it's going to do this, so then I can expect and plan. So if I wanted to go out and buy a nice car, I can, because I know I will have the ability to pay for it over time. Or I have the cash right now. Let me go buy the car for cash, because I know there will be more cash coming. Because the biggest fear that a lot of people have is, oh my God, if I go out and spend, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on a nice car, then if there's a lean month, I don't have anything in any reserves to carry me through. So I don't want to spend the money on the car. And there are a lot of people that actually, you know, go the other way, and they say, well, the heck with it, let me go buy the car anyway. And then they buy the car, and then they're hit with lean times, and then now they're wondering, do I sell the car? Do I break the lease? What do I do? Man, I'm jammed. Now you suddenly feel like you got a noose tightening around your neck. So talk a little bit to the concept of the rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. One way that I immediately work to try to resolve that is, it's a concept from Greg Crabtree, simple numbers, straight talk, simple numbers, straight talk, big profits, which is a great book, is the core capital target. And, you know, building up a almost like a nest egg for those lean months, and then not pulling any money out of the business until you've hit that core capital target, which could be anywhere from 2 to 6 months based on your risk adversity.
Sure.
But in terms of a rhythm and pulse metrics, it's really trying to find those leading numbers and the lagging numbers. So revenue is always going to be a lagging number. It's based on what you've done 2 months ago that leads to that revenue. And the quicker entrepreneurs can figure out their lagging or their leading indicators, which could be phone calls made, doors knocked on, whatever it is in your sales process, the the faster you can figure that out and then see how many of those leading indicators it takes to convert to revenue or a lagging indicator, the more you're going to be able to see some rhythm and some patterns in your business and really see the levers that you can pull to make your business more consistent and have a better rhythm in terms of at least numbers, sale-wise and revenue-wise.
Got it. Excellent. All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Christian Chasmer. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
All of your favorite webmasterradio.fm programs on air and on demand 24/7. Find our shows on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you download your podcasts. Add some podcasts to your playlist as part of a better profit margin. More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect, and my guest today is Christian Chasmer, who is an entrepreneur and the author of the new book, Lose Your Limits. So, Christian, that's been a really interesting conversation. I've really enjoyed getting to know how, you've built your business, and then based on the success of your business and everything that you've learned in your journey, you're not just sitting there saying, "Well, I'm good," but you're actually putting it back into the world by reaching out to young entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs and helping them by coaching them through their challenges and the struggles and eliminating their limiting beliefs, etc. So how does someone who is looking to work with you, how is someone that wants to be coached by you, how do they reach out to you? What's a good way to get that conversation started?
Yeah, they can reach out to me through email at christian@losethelimits.com.
So that is losyourlimits.com. Christian@losyourlimits.com. Is that right?
It is losethelimits.com.
Okay. Lose the limits. Okay. Got it. So Christian@losethelimits.com. Excellent. And so just so, people can sort of self-qualify, what are the types of business owners are you looking for? So that if people listening to this can say, "Oh yeah, I'm the right kind of person for that," or, "No, I don't qualify, so let's not waste my time." Describe your ideal client, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually a six-figure plus business owner who is still working in their business more than 50 hours a week and making less than 10% net income.
Okay. So less than 10% of their overall revenues.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
All right. And how would someone who is looking to get a copy of the book, Lose Your Limits, how would they go about doing that? Is it available on Amazon and where books are sold?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. All they have to do is type in Lose Your Limits and it'll be the only one that pops up.
Okay. And that's available in all different formats, hardcover, paperback, Kindle, audio?
Yep, paperback, audio, and Kindle.
Okay, excellent. Fantastic. So we just have 2 minutes left in this segment before we let you go. If you can share with us, what are you most excited about? There's a tremendous amount of innovation that's coming in. What innovations are most exciting to you? What are you most excited about with respect to the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm really excited about all the education innovation that's coming into the market. There's blockchain education companies coming out. There's really amazing education disruptors like Agile Learning Centers who are using a Scrum methodology to teach children, and it's a self-directed education approach. I think there's a lot of amazing people working on a lot of amazing education disruption ideas. And that's what excites me most right now.
Fantastic. That sounds really great, and we wish you all the very best, Christian. So it was great to spend some time with you. To our listeners, check out Christian's book, Lose Your Limits, and on Amazon. And Christian, when you've got things going, and when you've got a bunch of coaching clients and you write another book, come back and talk to us. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk to you again, too. Thank you so much for having me.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.